Greetings, this is James Gillen on As You Wish Talk Radio and also the eSETI Stargate. And I'm deep down in Mexico in an undisclosed location that we will keep undisclosed. Anyway, the lot going on out there, and I don't even know where to start, but you know, everybody's sending me, I'm trying to answer some of the questions since I've been gone. I'm getting tons of emails from people. And one of the questions was, you know, the biggest one is, when is the RV going to happen? And I said all along, after the arrest, you know, after the indictments are unsealed. So, you know, they can't let a lot of money, that much money, go into the hands of these dark folks, you know, because then you have, you're just going to have more, you know, satanic child sacrificing, you know, whatever, trafficking, drugs, everything else, and organ harvesting. You know, this isn't conspiracy, this is real, and there's some very nasty people at the top of the food chain involved in this, so that when the indictments are opened up and released, then it's going to happen. The you know, keep an eye, it is close, it is really close. Watch when you see, we've already gone on the gold-backed dollar, that's already happened, so the gold-backed dollar is here, and the new currency will be coming out really soon. And then when that comes out, after that comes out, you start seeing 800 numbers going out, and people will be cashing in their Zims and whatever, dinar. But anyway, that's not been really my focus. I just have people in high places, and I ask them what's going on, and they tell me. But that's what I know so far. So anyway, there's been a lot of just a lot of blockages, a lot of deep state nonsense going on, and as you can see, there's a full out war going on with the deep state right now. It's for everybody to see. You can't miss it. And you know, all this people screaming the loudest are the ones that have the most to hide. So anyway, covered that one. There's UFO activity all over the world. I know Peter Slattery over there in Australia is having some amazing sightings over there and actually getting photographs of beings and everything else. So if you go over to eSETI Australia, you can see what's happening there. We're soon to go over to Australia. I'll be there with, I think, Jordan Sather and the Edge of Wonder Boys and Brendan Murray, which is King of the Raven Tribes. Peter Slattery, John Pavanko, Remote Viewer. So we'll be doing a tour over there in Australia. So looking forward to that. Be traveling there really soon. Be broadcasting from down under. That'll be fun. And we've got also, too, the Cosmic Secret's been released. I think 21 hours after it was released, it became the number one like bestseller on Amazon and a few others. So anyway, it just took off like crazy. So I'm in that one as well. That's going to be released. And you can also see the Contact has begun. Part two is on our site. And the Uncontrolled Narrative is on our website as well. And those two are free. So those are public disclosure. And that's what we're working on with that. So speaking about public disclosure, I wanted to talk about a few things. And people keep asking me to talk about this. And the reason why it hasn't gone any further, the reason why it's stalled, and all they show you is some military jets seeing a little tiny blip on a screen, and they blow it all out of proportion, and then they blow that all out of proportion, and then they go, yeah, we've got the truth, you know, come see us, and so, you know, I said, you know, I hope they're not doing this on purpose. They're just being duped by the same people again. But, you know, these series they're coming out with, the same old thing. It's the exact same old thing. And we found out beyond a shadow of a doubt with Ancient Aliens is that they do not want to get the truth out there. They're entertainment. They just want the questions to continue. And so we're still working on it. I don't know how far it's come along, but we're working on the getting our version out of transdimensional, where we gave all the answers, which were totally censored. I mean, they came out to my ranch and they filmed Peter Slattery and John Pavanko, and I have one scene where my hand is grabbing a camera And all you see is my hand. I mean, I'm way off in the distance in another scene, I think. And they completely censored everything. So everything I had to say. So again, it's the controlled narrative. You have to, this has been going on for so long. And, you know, and you hear that there's a few key things to watch. Okay, when you hear people talking, one, if they're saying, I did this, I did that, I did this, you know, it's like, watch out for that. Two, if they start mentioning all their connections with, you know, the Illuminati families, the Rockefellers, Podestas, the, you know, on and on and on. You see these guys bragging about that. Well, they're part of the controlled narrative. And then you look at who's behind these films, you know, these movements, these disclosure movements, and it's the same groups every time. And so that's why we're still dealing with Roswell. And, you know, did it happen? You know, we're still dealing with, are they real? Are the UFOs real? We're still dealing with stuff that happened 60 years in the past, abductions and things like that. And, you know, the spooky part, you know, the, if it's really negative, that'll get a main headline, you know, unfortunately. So we're seeing a lot of that happening. And that's actually being cleared up right now. So there's it. You just gotta pay attention to this. And they're asking for, you know, they do workshops and they charge $2,000-$3,000 for these workshops. And all they do is talk about themselves. And they start naming people. I met with this guy. I met with this guy. I met with this guy. And, you know, it's see me, dig me. You know, it's just like, you're going to see all of this. And just walk. Don't give your power away to these things. It's crazy. You can all go out at night on clear skies, watch the skies, start talking to the stars. You know, ask them. Tell them you want to have a contact. Tell them you want to know they're real. Tell them that you want to see them, you know, it's very simple. But basically it's like, it's the same thing as the religions. You know, you've got the go-betweens and the religions. You know, you can all make your own personal God connection. All of you. There's nobody that, you all came from the source and you all go back to the source. I don't care what color, what meat suit you're wearing right now, what culture, it doesn't matter. Your belief system is the only thing that holds you back. So, you know, it's this whole program, the division game they're doing with the culture, you know, and dividing the color of the skin, the gender, all those division games, just stay out of it, you know. And this is another division game going on, is dividing spirituality and the higher dimensional aspect to ufology. That's the next big cover. That's the big censorship and division. That's been going on for a long time. So you can't take spirituality out of ufology unless all you want to know about is nuts and bolts and whatever they back engineered, which again, that's a 60-year-old program, you know, that's living in the past. So anyway, we've gone so far beyond that SETI. We know who's on the ships. We know about the different cultures, how they live. A lot of their technology, we're working on duplicating some of that technology. It's not time yet. That'll be coming out probably pretty soon with other scientists we're working with. You know, we're so far beyond the nuts and bolts and proving they exist and giving you grainy little footages of little specks going across the thing. You know, why is that getting mainstream? You have to ask yourself why. When we have the most incredible footage, over 30 years of footage, treetop level stuff, it's on the website. If you go to eseti.org and look at the UFO or the paranormal photos, we have some of the best paranormal photos in the world. We've got the best footage. You know, we've got just incredible footage. There's some new stuff coming out that's awesome too. Peter Slatter is getting some great footage over there in Australia, but we're like at the top of the food chain, but we're extremely censored and we are part of the narrative that's being controlled. And there's no doubt about it. So, you know, I kind of like pushed aside to go, that's not really happening. Nah, you know, it's okay. And And then we're watching ourselves being shadow banned. We're watching our numbers go down. You know, we have, you know, we'll get up to 12,000 or so people on our newsletter, and all of a sudden they just disappear. You know, half of them vanish. And the subscribers, the same thing. So this has been going on for a long time. And UFOs have top priority, even over nuclear. So it's, they have an extreme interest in that. And if you don't look at our website, you can see the F-15s and the black helicopters and everything else flying right over the ranch on a regular basis. So we know we're being monitored, but we figure they need to learn too. So we're teaching them about what's really going on. I think that's why we're still around. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. So, you know, it's getting interesting, but, again, there's so much happening. I have my Edge of Wonder t-shirt on, kick them in the cabals, and I bought a few t-shirts from Ben and Rob there last time we were together. And we're going to be working together doing some amazing things on their network. So we're setting that up now and talking about it, seeing how that's going to work out. There's a lot of people that are being heavily censored are actually going to kind of come together and create our own little Edge of Wonder TV, and we're all going to work together with Ben and Rob to get that out. So, you know, finally people are going to be covering the truth, you know, and getting, you know, the higher wisdom out and higher knowledge. So I want to go back into that spiritual side of things. So what's happening right now? They feel like they're going crazy. They're just fed up with the planet, and especially all the political nonsense and all the vaccine nonsense and everything. You know, I'm getting so many calls about this, and some really cool stuff is happening, but you have to know how to see it. So when all this craziness is hitting the fan right now and coming up, it doesn't mean the world's going to hell in a handbasket. It's already there. It means now it's coming up to be healed and looked at. And so people who were unaware of all these unseen negative influences at play and the powers that were that are crumbling as we speak, the Illumidonkeys, you know, and those guys, that whole group right now is not doing very well because they're not frequency specific to where this whole system is going. So the vibrational awakening and healing of, or lifting of humanity and the earth is well underway. It's coming in hot and heavy. It's forcing all of us to heal, to deal with our shadow side, to go up and clear any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And it's coming in stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's all tied together. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. We've never been before. The sun is reacting to that. All that energy, those pulses are affecting the bioelectric fields around them, and it's increasing the fields, the energies around our body, which is causing us to process. And so we have to process all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, you know, including our childhood and trauma, you know, all that. We have to start letting go of that. Because this is all lower frequency consciousness and energy, and we have to let go of that to rise to the occasion. So you can imagine the, you know, we can't say their real name, we call them Illumidonkeys because we'll get censored. But these groups are actually being influenced by other groups, unseen negative influence in the fourth dimension. The lower fourth dimension is full of all kinds of demonic, reptilian, grays, you know, negative grays, all kinds of garbage, and serpent beings. What else? There's actually hybrids, you know, gray reptilian hybrids in that level. And so those are all affecting the earth right now. And they have their pocket and their system. And whatever you can call it the Archon system or the Draconian law. Everybody has a different name for it. Well, that's being just shattered and torn apart right now. And it's not frequency specific to where the earth is going. And so what you're seeing is all of the aspects of that, the physical manifestations of that, are all being just torn apart. They're falling apart. They're imploding. it's not working anymore. And everything that's not in alignment with this shift that's happening is going to basically implode on itself. And it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's exponential. It's getting stronger. It's coming in more and more and more. And so that's what we're going through right now. The awakening healing process has so many levels to it. So the cleanup's happening because we're having like 13th dimensional beings, 11th, 9th, 8th. These beings that are coming in now, which have never been here in this sector before, are coming in and adding their consciousness and energy to the earth. And so that's creating an even increased quickening and healing. And they carry with them universal law, or you might call it divine law. Everybody has a different name for it. And it's very simple. It's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. It's unity consciousness. Now, the Mayans, where I'm in Mexico right now, the Mayans talk about the ninth wave. We're in the ninth wave right now. The ninth wave is unity consciousness. As this wave passes through the earth and its process, it takes quite a while, it's going to push everything up that's not in alignment with unity consciousness. So there's another culture that talks about this. The Native Americans talk about this. They talk about one of the prophecies shared with me from Grandfather Wallace Black Elk. He's no longer with us right now. Well, he is with us, but he's not here physically. he talked about a prophecy, and he said there is a beast. The beast is 2,000 miles wide, and 2,000 miles is the time that this beast will reign on the earth. And this beast, it's all-consuming. It needs to control and dominate everyone and everything. And what does that sound like right now today? You're seeing, like, what is it? You know, you're seeing, you know, there's a new world order, whatever you want to call it. That is the beast. It wants to control and dominate everything and everyone. And it's using your own consciousness against you. It's like global warming. They're using global warming as one of these tools. And people can get really pissed off when I talk about this, but look at the carbon credits. They're going straight into the pockets of the global elite. That's where the carbon credits are going. And they're going to control all industry and tell you who's going to stay, who's going to go. And so all your power and wealth is going back to a few, a group of few. And they're the guys that are pushing socialism. Now, socialism has never worked, no matter what they call it, democratic socialism, whatever. Whenever you centralize the power and the wealth into a small group of people, they always live fat on the hog. And when the money runs out that they've absconded from others, then the riots start. And the first thing they do is take away your guns and your ability to defend yourself. And then you have mass genocide because now they have the guns, they have the power, they have the money, and you're no longer an asset to them. You're on the other side of the fence. So you know, you're a problem now. And that's the way it works. And that's the way it's always worked. So don't buy into that. That whole socialism doctrine is backed by the Illuma Donkeys. And Soros is one of the main backers of all of this. So you need to look at that. The people that are pushing socialism are Soros back. They're receiving huge donations from Soros and company, so which are the global elite. So, you know, do your homework. Don't be duped. We are being extremely socially engineered right now through CNN, NS, what are all these guys? They're these lamestream media. You know, even Fox News is not giving you the whole truth. I mean, there's so much more in the picture, but they're afraid of giving you the whole truth because I don't think people could handle it. You know, if you told people your icon, your idol is actually involved in satanic worship or child sacrifice or trafficking or even, you know, organ sales, like where they organ trafficking and you know, all that stuff, major drug trafficking. If you found out these people you idolized were heavily involved in that, most people would be in shock. You know, they couldn't handle it. They would just completely freak out when that happens. And so that they own the corporate media, the mainstream media. And so they're trying to pump these people up as saints, and they're here for the people, and they're here for democracy, and they're here, and they're all pumped up, and people actually believe this nonsense. You know, they're here for the blacks, they're here for the Hispanics, they're here for the you know, they've got your back. And you look at the history, like the Democratic Party was the KKK. They were part of the Democratic Party, you know. Need I say more? You know, they voted against women's rights. They go the women's right to vote. Everything. The Democratic Party every time voted against it. But now they're the party of the people. They've never been the party of the people. And people have not. They've been so socially engineered. They haven't done any research about that. So, and when I see people, I know in. Unfortunately, down in Mexico, it's so anti-Trump, Republican, and everything else. And I want to make it clear, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. I'm just observing what's going on here when I cover this. So let me finish off these prophecies. So the beast, you know, the beast is 2,000 miles wide. It wants to consume, dominate, control everything. You know, it actually is for one world order. Basically, that's what it is. It's to centralize the power and the wealth, which really needs to remain with the people. And then what happens is eventually the beast consumes itself. And then the star nations return. And then we have 1,000 years of peace. They bring the technology to help heal and clean up the planet, and restore the planet and everything else. Well, that's what we're going to see. That's in our future. And we're seeing the death throes of the beast right now. So with this energy coming in, you're going to be seeing chaos. That's what happens. A huge influx of energy comes in. You know, these guys all struggle for power. They're trying to keep their kingdoms. They're like a cornered animal. They're going to do all they can to keep it together. And they're going to do a very, very heavy social engineering program on you. They're going to do it through the media. They're going to reverse everything. And I always tell you, if you want to know what the truth is, look at the media and just reverse it and then multiply it times 10. So whatever the mainstream media is telling you, reverse it by 10. And I talked earlier about this. It's like a lot of these people that you know, Soros is funding open borders, basically. They want open borders. They want to collapse America, basically. America is on their to-do list. It's number one to collapse. They want free people. You know, they don't want you controlling your wealth and your power. And although America's got problems, it's definitely got issues. It's got problems which we need to work on. You have to ask yourself, why are all these people fleeing these other countries to come to America? You know, if we're so screwed up, if our system is so screwed up, why are they leaving the very systems that other people are trying to make happen here? Because they failed. They totally failed. They have a history of failure. And so again, socialism, anytime you centralize the power and the wealth, it doesn't work. You know, when that runs out, the people start revolting. The guys that have the money and the power now are going to turn against you. You know, that's just the way it works. It's simple. It's a very simple thing to understand. So basically that's what's happening. So don't buy into that. You know, I tell people that, you know, I have people that won't even talk to me because they say, you're a Trump supporter. And I said, well, not necessarily. I'm a truth supporter. I look at the truth. I want the truth. And if somebody doesn't have firsthand knowledge and they're telling me all this nonsense that came from social engineering programs like CNN and things like that, I ask them, well, where do you get your information? And they go, you know, and well, I heard it from a friend. Well, where'd your friend hear it from? I heard it from their friend who heard it on CNN or something like that. Okay, so now it originates with a pathological liar with an agenda that's called a talking head, and then it goes down the line in the telephone game, and then you get it. And now that's your truth. That's what you use to create your belief system or to make decisions and things like that. But where's your firsthand knowledge? Where's your research? You know, have you really looked into this, gone into this deeply? And if you do, or if you go down that rabbit hole, you'll be disgusted, I guarantee you. When you see people you thought, you know, I've had people I really adored. I mean, they're comedians and things. I go, oh, that guy's great. I love that guy and everything else. And then I find out who they really are and what they're involved in. I just go, oh, my God, that's just like, I can't believe that, you know. And so I've already gone through that process, you know. And one time I was a liberal, you know, very liberal. I was into all that stuff. The left is not liberal. It's totally different. The left has become the old right, and it's all reversed. Again, it's totally reversed. So if you follow the food, just follow the money and what's going on. So anyway, I ask people, are you for ending the corruption? And they go, yes. Do you want to put an end to child trafficking? And they said, yes. And do you want to put an end to the drugs, the incredible drug problem that's happening, both pharmaceutical and illegal drugs, whatever you want to call them? You know, and they'll say yes. And then you just go down the line, you know, just say, well, how about satanic worship? You into that? And they go, no, not at all. And I said, you know, child trafficking, you know, and you can go deeper down that rabbit hole. And I said, oh, I hate child trafficking, you know, but I'm for these other people. One's a woman and she needs to be in prison and she was stolen and I'm for this. And they go, oh, I'm this. And I go, well, do you know those people are involved in all of those, in every single one of those things I just mentioned? No, it's not. You know, and they freak out. No. And I go, yes, do your research, look into it, you know. And so I said, you want to have a shocker? I said, go find out what El Chapo said in the court. You know, when they, you know, here's one of the biggest drug czars, you know, over in Mexico, and here in Mexico, you know, his, you know, look at what he said in court. He said, why am I being arrested? You know, I paid millions to these politicians, and he named them in court, and they shut the court down. Boom, you know. So anyway, basically, there you go. You know, he named the politicians, and guess who the politicians were? The ones spearheading open borders, no wall. People just come over and go back and forth whenever they want. No vetting. You know, gangs, drugs, doesn't matter. No vetting. You just come in, bring whatever you want with you. And talk about crashing the infrastructure. So they're part of that whole network. They're part of that network, that whole socialist agenda, open borders. You know, they also sponsor Black Lives Matters and Antifa as well. The same guys are paying that. They actually picketed Soros. Antifa picketed Soros' headquarters because they weren't being paid. And so there you go. I mean, you know, here's Antifa, anti-fascist, anti-Nazi, being funded by a Nazi, an admitted Nazi, and acting like total fascists, all funded by the same source. So anyway, you know, this is the big picture. So I know this is going to really mess with a lot of people's heads. And they said, so why are you a Trump fan? And I find Trump hilarious, to be honest with you. I find him a 5D master chess player. You know, he baits people. He sets people up. They step into it every time, and then he drops the Trump card on him. Boom, you know? To be honest with you, in that Apprentice movie, I couldn't stand that movie. It's like, God, that's traumatic. You know, you're fired, you know, and all this stuff. Okay, that's not my gig. You know, that's the call things I help people process later in counseling sessions and things like that. But people have done no research. no real research on the guy, because he helps people all the time. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't brag about it. He's had employees of every color that have had meth problems, things like that. He got them cleaned up. He gave them a free room and board and took care of them until they got back on track and got straightened out and, you know, enrolled them in cleanup, you know, processes or therapies and things. So there's so many things that he's done that nobody even knows about. And the people around him say, you know, he's one of the fairest, honest guys and generous people. They know. But you won't get that picture from the mainstream, you know, media. And, you know, the whole pink hats and all that other movement, again, that's all funded by the same group, Soros-backed and the other guys. It's all division. It's just a great division. So we've had so much social engineering. I know right now people are turning this channel off right now because I've triggered their buttons and I'm talking about their social engineering, and they don't even want to go there, and they don't want to keep an open mind. They have so much hate and anger towards Orange Man Bad thing that's where they're going to go. And I'm not saying he's a saint, you know, none of us are, but he is the right guy for the job right now. He's the guy that is going to take down the deep state, end the corruption, restore the republic, which is where the power stays with the people, and also the economy. He's going to totally redo the whole economy, make it a more fair economy. So that's what he's doing. That's what he said he'd do, and that's what he's doing. I mean, end of story. He's like, said he was going to do it, and he's doing it, you know? So the people that are screaming the loudest, that are most angry, and all that fake outrage on these other programs, to me, I go, oh my God, this guy is a professional, pathological liar that has a sheet that he was given, and he's just a bad actor. And he's feigning all this anger and, oh my God, and this, and, you know, and if you haven't seen it through the impeachment clearings, then you're blind. You're totally blind. Because every witness that they brought forward was all third-hand knowledge, second-hand knowledge. Oh, I heard him talking on a phone four tables away without the speakerphone on, you know, and stuff like that. And they're all assumptions. And when he released the transcripts, end of story. He didn't say any of that. No quid pro quo, no bribery, nothing there. There's nothing there, absolutely. So anyway, that was another setup. So they all fell into it, and now they all have egg on their faces, just like Russian collusion. Everybody involved in that is that network. It's a deep state network, and they are designed to keep the corruption going, keep the money flowing into their pockets and out, and keep taking advantage of the people, basically. It's all the same folks, and they're getting set up every time, and they're exposing themselves, and now everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows who this network is. So basically that's what's going down. There's a bigger picture happening. And so the higher dimensional beings are coming in. They're pressing in. They have their ground crew. The major leaders of almost every country now are aligned with this. They know it's coming. And they have beings appearing to them, like Kuan Yin and Babaji and the other masters are appearing to them saying it's time. It's time for the shift. We're in the age of Aquarius. No more of the separation game. We're going into unity consciousness. We've got to end this total uneven dispersal of wealth, the banksters. We've got to end this program and shift into something that's more fair and more and beneficial to the people. So that's what's happening. And all the rest is theater. So if you really want to know the truth, the only way you're going to get this is by going within and making your own personal contact with Source and connect to these higher dimensional beings, and they'll tell you what's happening and what's going on. So you have this process coming in, and I know for a fact that Putin and Xi Jinping and I always say his name wrong, I'm not sure, but Trump and several other leaders are all involved in this, and all the rest is theater. It's all theater. You know, Russia this and Russia that and this, you know, whatever. It's all theater. That's all theater. There's a bigger picture happening, and that bigger picture is coming in. And so the world leaders have been made aware because they're in positions that can help the most. And it's just coming down the line. And what we can do is keep clearing these energies and keep our own energies clear as we go through this process, you know, to get through it. So that energy is coming in, that lower fourth dimensional energies, which were the puppet masters, their unseen negative influences, the archons, the draconian stuff, that's all being cleaned up. Their counterparts on the earth are falling apart. Their puppets on the earth are falling apart. That's being cleaned up. They're being exposed for who they are. You can't miss them. Yeah, you want to know a perfect example of that. I mean, there's people, you know, like Schiff. Look at the guy. His eyes turn black. The guy is, there's nothing but lies and deception coming from the guy. And he has nothing, you know. He goes, okay, well, I guess that proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is corruption and there is, and you go, no, the guy said there was no corruption. There was no quid pro quo. There wasn't anything. He just said that on stage. And you just said, well, that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt. I go, how can you make that statement from what was just said on, you know, by the witness? And so others have been doing a great job in there bringing the truth out and, you know, giving the right questions to the, you know, that whole thing was done in secret in the beginning. So obviously anything held in the dark can't be good, you know? So just watch these guys and go into the heart and ask yourself, can I follow this person? Do I really resonate? Do I feel any love or joy or service coming from this person? Or do I just feel hate and anger and, you know, power tripping coming from this person? And you have to drop into the heart, get out of the mind. Don't let it trigger you emotionally. That's what they're designed to do. They're trying to trigger every trauma that ever happened to you and play that trauma and use it against you. That's their game. And get you emotionally involved is the game. So when you go, oh, Orange Man bad, we're going to get him now. He's bad. He's just like my father, and I'm going to get him, you know, I'm going to get him this time. And he's just like my old boss, you know, or, you know, it's like they're triggering all these emotions, you know, like, yeah, you know, it's just like, and hooking you. But you go, okay, what's underneath this? Is there any validity to what they're saying? Is there any evidence? Is there any truth to what they're saying? And it's just not there. It's not there. Again, he's not perfect, but it's not there. You know, I've been researching this for a long time. It's not there. So the plan is you've got these higher dimensional beings coming in. The 4D is being cleaned up. The archons and all that stuff is being cleaned up. The puppets down here are dealing with donkeys and a lot of the, and they run the senators and a lot of the politicians and things like that. People in power. And it goes into the mega corporations, and then it comes down, you know, in the masses. And that's basically how the structure works. So the earth itself is ascending. And if you're really connected to the earth, you're going along with her too. We have to get into a more spiritual, natural way of living. And you're connected to the earth. The earth is ascending. And so the higher dimensional energies are coming in, and the earth is ascending. Okay, everything caught in the middle is what you're seeing happening right now. You're seeing, and that's called chaos, and that's called the old system, the old draconian system crumbling. And so when you see the chaos happening and the other things around you, realize it's not a bad thing, it's actually a good thing. So it's like making a soup, you know, you put all this stuff in it, you boil this soup, and the dross comes to the top, and this weird foamy stuff, and you go, you whisk it off. And then you got this beautiful soup, and we're in the soup right now, and they've turned the heat up, and basically that's what's happening. That's what's going down. There's so many other things happening. I don't even know where to start, but you'll see leaders like bantering back and forth and this and that. It's all a game. And, you know, sometimes, you know, our fearless leader will trigger somebody and make some outrageous demand on them and things like that. to get them to say no, to get them to stand up for themselves and become more sovereign. And it's important that every nation become a sovereign nation and then come together, you know, but the power has to be with the people. As long as you've got dictators and tyrants and even Hitler was a socialist, or really something socialist party, I can't remember what it was. But these regimes, you know, we can't go back into those regimes and think it's going to work and think we're going to have world peace and we can open our borders and everything else. That's not happening. You know, there's a lot we have to do to clean up first, get our act together here. Then we start helping other countries. And when they see that we have our act together, they go, I want to be like them. And that's already happening. That's why they all want to come here. They go, America's got its act together better than our country, but it still has a lot more to go to get its act together. So anyway, eventually what's going to happen, you're going to see the Republic will be restored. We'll go back to universal law or common law. And we're going to get away from all these structures that don't even belong anywhere. They're part of the Luma Donkeys program. They're going to go, and we're going to have a whole new monetary system. It's going to be completely different than it was, and there's going to be huge amounts of humanitarian funds released to help out the poor and the needy and things like that. And everything's going to get restructured, completely restructured. And so we're going to have a whole different leadership, different monetary system. That's going to be changed. We're going to go into, we're going to be moving, you know, through the fourth into the fifth, basically, dimension. So a lot of us are doing it already. And when we do the Yigong practices, we phase out and we disappear and then we come back again. And we're learning to control the elements, you know, fire, air, water, and, spirit or air. Wait, earth. Fire, water, air, four elements that we do the practices around. So anyway, that's already happening. And Eddie said, because it is a place where the veils are very thin and the ley lines cross there, we're in the purple zone of high magnetic energy, things happen faster there. So a lot of the things that we're doing there are happening faster. And what we eventually will be introducing some new technologies, healing technologies. There's some things we can do there, some things we can't, you know, because of the powers that were or haven't totally collapsed yet. And so the things we can't, we're making connections down here in Mexico. So we'll be working with stem cells and a lot of other technologies that can help people that really need physical help, because that's one thing that's always bothered me. I can help people spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and clear their patterns and things like that. But some people need actual physical help to get their bodies back on track. And although the other stuff helps, you know, sometimes there's a little more needed. So now we're expanding to that. And those things we'll be doing, and we'll have that up on the website, that information on the website. There's so many different things we're working on right now. We've got that going. We've got, the ranch, we've got the plasma technologies. We have the rings, which are pretty incredible. The plasma rings that they feed the energy in the field. We have plasma bed, a plasma chair, and we're doing a lot of research on that, making them stronger and more efficient. And so we're doing a lot of that technology. We can do that. Eventually, we want to move into water therapies where we have super oxygenated water with crystalline oxygen in it. And those are amazing. And we're going to move into some other technologies as well. So we're going to have a lot of them in both places. We'll have some down in Mexico and then some here. The things that we can't do legally here, we'll send people down. We'll send people here to Mexico. But anyway, that's what I've been working on down here is getting ready for these therapies and these technologies and, you know, working with the people that actually can build these things. And it's not just talk, you know, this is people that have already built them. They have models and existing models, and we need to go into production on those things. So that's what we're working on. But I have meetings all this winter that I'm connecting with all this stuff and getting it programmed. One group, I can't really say much about it, but they actually bought a huge piece of land, and they're building a healing city, and their own little city, I bet, and it's going to have the most incredible technology on it. So we're going to have that going. That'll be up and running soon, but I have to wait before I can announce that. I'll tell you more about it as I'm allowed to. Certain things I can talk about, some things I can't talk about. And it's not that I don't want to tell everybody, it's that it would undermine the work that's going on and allow other people to sabotage that work and things. It's funny because when you're doing jobs like this and things like this, you'll get everything lined up and somebody else will come in and sabotage the whole thing. And that happens a lot. They'll come in and just totally sabotage. And, you know, that's happening here on some projects. There's some other people and totally unconscious, don't want to heal. But they got a lot of money and they're trying to interfere in the program. And they'll just take it down, you know. So it's not about the money. It's about the consciousness. If you don't have the consciousness, and you get the money, you're just going to just keep kind of putting out half-assed healing technologies. And that's not our gig. We want to put out the good stuff, the real thing. And, you know, that's what we're doing here. But there's so many different things we're working on with the technologies, the research, the testing out different things. The plasma beds that we're building now, we're expanding on them and testing them out and finding out how we can increase them. The other technologies, the water technologies, we're working on getting those. And I'll be working on that this winter. Some of these technologies I can tell you about, if you want to get the water, it's available now. If you go to Langenberg Research, just look up Langenberg Research, and they have water that has crystallized oxygen in it. And you drink this water, it's like prana in a bottle. And oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. So when you increase your blood oxygen and you also raise your pH, you know, cancer can't exist. Otto Warburg gave us this technology in 1927, I believe. He said the cure for cancer is to raise your body pH and increase your blood oxygen. Cancer is anaerobic, it hates it, you know. So what do? They give you chemotherapy that's 400 times worse than the cancer itself. You have a 400% better chance of surviving cancer without chemo. And this is AMA. This is their data. You know, I'm not making stuff. This is the AMA data. So anyway, we got to get away from all that stuff. It doesn't work. It's a slow kill. It's made to just drain your wallet and on and on. I want to talk a little bit about the vaccines now. They find out that there's more cases now of polio tied to the vaccines than there are in polio itself. And that's a New York Times article. So that's a major big one that came out. You know, that vaccinations in India and things like that, thank you, Mr. Gates, you know, they had maybe 12 cases of polio, and by the time they're done, they had 45,000. And India wants to talk to them about that. They're not really happy about that. They're also finding, I know the health ranger, I think it's Mike Adams, and other people are doing research on the vaccines right now, and they're finding all these cancer genes inside of them that shouldn't be there. So you've got these cancer genes, you've got thimerosal, and you've got nogales, which destroys your ability to absorb vitamin D in these vaccines. What happens when you can't absorb vitamin D? You're toast, basically. That's your immune system. So you want to knock out these flus and things like that, just take heavy doses of vitamin C and vitamin D. You know, get the nice liquid kind with the K that comes with it. So, again, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. This is what I do, and it works, you know, so very simple. Fix, and there's a lot of that going around. So I always say just, you know, find your water source, test it, get some very pure water. If you can drink the oxygen water, the Langenberg Research water, that's even better. that's basically what I drink. I've been away from it for about only 2 weeks now, and I can feel it. I can feel the difference. I am in Mexico, so the water here is a little interesting, to say the least. You know, I don't drink the water outside. I get bottled water. But, you know, eat naturally as close as you can, more greens, more vegetables, and get a spiritual practice going. You know, learn to meditate, learn yoga, learn Qigong. You know, there's a lot of practices where you can calm the mind and breathe energy into different parts of your body and learn to master the elements and things like that. It's our responsibility, you know. So I love what Meister Eckhart said. He said, you know, there's nut trees, there's... If pear seeds make pear trees, if nut seeds make nut seeds, what do God seeds make? You know, so, of course, he got persecuted for that one. So they've all said the temple is within, you know, God is within. You don't need to go between the ETs. When you expand in consciousness and take in your multidimensional self, you're going to have contact that comes with enlightenment. All this stuff. It's all personal responsibility. It's all going within, doing your homework. You know, nobody, you can go pay $2,000 to see a couple of lights in the sky and have somebody take credit for it, you know, if you want. If that's what you want to do, that's great, you know, but what about your personal contact? You know, you saw a light in the sky. Ooh, ah, you can tell all your friends. You can put it on Facebook. You know, who the hell cares? You know, who are they? And what's your connection to them? And were you them? Do you have a past life where you actually were them? You know, is it your family returning? Are they the ancient ancestors? Did they build the pyramids? You know, the History Channel and ancient names, they go, did they build the pyramids? Were there ancient ancestors? Were, you know, and they ask all these questions that we've been answering for over 30 years. So, yes, they are ancient ancestors. Yes, they are returning. Yes, they built the pyramids. There's over 1,000, might even be, somebody said there's something like 10,000 pyramids, you know, on the planet. It's not just, you know, Giza. They're all over the earth. Are they underneath the Arctic? Yes, you know. It's all the above. And, you know, they are ancestors. They are returning. The earth was colonized, not once, but several times. We had to start over due to pole shifts and meteor impacts and massive volcanoes going off and ice ages and things like that. And we're like the fourth or fifth, depends on which prophecies you listen to, we're like the fifth generation that's been on the earth. And so we're a collective of many colonization programs that came from the Pleiades, the Orion system, Arcturus, Sirius. Most of it started in Lyra, you know, which is now kind of blew up, you know, unfortunately. They had their wars. And so we're a product of all that. You know, we're a mix of, you know, there's so much junk DNA, they call it junk. It's just not active and it's alien. It's alien DNA and it's being activated as we speak. So the more you do your practices, the more you meditate, the more these codons get activated, the more your DNA gets activated. That's science, basically. So the more you engage the higher consciousness and energy, and now we're getting flooded with energy, which is activating and creating changes in the DNA. We just had a week-long cosmic energy storm hitting the Earth. Cosmic rays totally alter DNA. They're intense. They alter everything, all structures. It's amazing what it does. So anyway, we just had a big, you know, week's worth of that. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. The impacts from waves of energy coming from other systems, Cygnus and other systems, are continuous. They used to be like maybe 50 times a day we get pulses hitting the Earth, and now it's beyond 500. You know, all the index is off the scale, you know. So basically, these are exciting times we're in. It's the energy is coming in strong. It's exponential in nature, and it's wave-like fashion. So there's one wave another wave and another wave coming in behind that. And it's exponential. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And these dark forces are caught in the middle, and they're creating the chaos, and they're imploding. So basically, you know, that's where we're at. And we're all in this, and we all need to work together and support each other through this process. So anyway, this broadcast is Echo in Mexico, and broadcasting live from Mexico, and we'll be talking to you soon. As I get more information, I'll pass it on to you. And you know, keep your eyes in the sky, watch the skies. A lot happening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need to do, and throw your TV set out the window and forget about all this social engineering. It doesn't matter. Stay in the heart and align yourself with the universal law, and don't do the separation game anymore. And so, you know, just listen with an open mind and a loving heart to what's going on, and you'll get through these times. So anyway, it's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate. Have a great evening, and we'll be talking soon.